So let's review. The previous Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis concludes with the following distinction. As the Gemara explains, Chasur Mechzri V'Ocha Gitani. Only regarding a chazaka that serves as proof against someone else's claim, 3 years are required, such as Meicher Oimer Loimacharti Belekech Oimer Lekachti. The previous owner claims that he did not sell the field, while the occupant claims that he did sell him the field. The machzik must occupy the property for 3 years to establish this type of chazaka. However, regarding a chazaka that serves as a kinyan to acquire a piece of land with the owner's permission, 3 years are not required, such as neisa matana, a gift or a sale of a land, or va'achan shecholku, brothers who divided their father's estate, or v'hamachzik b'nichse ager, a person who seeks to acquire the property of a convert who died and his entire estate became hefker, ownerless, because he has no heirs. Once he makes even the minimal improvement to the actual field in front of Edom, he acquires the field and the other party cannot retract. The Gemara proceeds to elaborate on the Mishnah's halacha of gadar kolshu, hariz chazaka, v'kama kolshu, what type of minor improvement is sufficient as a kinyan chazaka. Shmuel offers an example. Gadar gedr v'shlima la'asara, hariz chazaka. If he added to the height of an existing fence to 10 tefachim, which prevents one from entering the field, it is an act of acquisition. And the Gemara explains, if dimikar la'avasalki la'avahashli namalai salki la'mayavid, if both before and after his work people were unable to climb the fence and enter, the chazaka is certainly not affected because there was no improvement. And if the bikara habasalki la vahashta loisalki la tuva of it, if before his work people were able to climb the fence and after his work they cannot, the chazaka is certainly affected because he accomplished a major improvement. Therefore, Shmuel must be referring to where the bikara habasalki la beravcha vahashta kasalki la bidukha. Before his work it was easy to climb the fence, but now after his work, it became difficult to climb the fence. The chazaka is effective even though one can still enter the field, because this is nevertheless a minor improvement in that it is no longer easy to enter. Similarly, Paretz kol shuhu harizu chazaka, and Shmuel explains, Paretz pirtze kadesh yikonis v'yotze b'harizu chazaka. He widened the entrance of an existing fence, which allows one to enter the field. This too refers to where demikara hava aile b'beduchka v'hashta aile b'beravcha. Before his work, it was difficult to pass through, and now it became easy to pass through. The chazaka is effective even though one was able to enter even before, because this is nevertheless a minor improvement in that it is no longer difficult to enter the field. And regarding nol kolshu, hariz the chazaka, the Rashbam explains this could be a case of the sasim stima kolshu. He built a door that closes off only a portion of an entranceway, and the mikara v'salka l'beravcha v'hashta kazalka l'bedochka. He made it difficult to enter. Or shakavim minol bedelis lenelboy. He built a lock on an existing door. However, sagur esadelis minol b'mafteach b'nichse ager in a chazaka. If one merely closed and locked the door in the case of a ger's property where he did not receive the field directly from its owner, this is not a valid chazaka because he did not actually build anything. The Gemara continues. Amar basi amar beichnan. Nasin tzroi v'hoyel, notel tzroi v'hoyel, hariz a chazaka. If a person add a stone or remove the stone from a fence, the chazaka is effective only if it was beneficial to the field. As the Gemara explains, Nasin Tshrar did Samid Lamaya, he added a stone to steal a hole and keep regular amounts of water inside. Or Natl Tshrar, Va'arvach Lamaya, he removed the stone to allow regular amounts of water to enter the field. There is a chazaka because he improved the irrigation of the field. However, in the case of Nasin Tshrar V'Sachar Maya Mina, if he added a stone to prevent flooding water on the outside from entering the field, or Natl Tzorah V'Afik Mayimina, if he removed a stone to allow flooding water inside to exit the field, Ein Zu Chazaka. This Chazaka is not effective even though it was an improvement, because it is not considered an act of acquisition and does not indicate ownership because Hay Mavrich Ari Minichsi Chaveruhu. He's merely fulfilling his obligation to save someone's property from damage. The Gemara continues, Vam Ravasi Omer Biechanan. If a ger who died owned two fields, and there was a raised border that separated between them. If a person made a chazaka on one field, even if his intentions were liknes oisa v'eschaverta, to acquire both fields, oisa kan echaverta loikan. He only acquires that field but not the other field because mates are mafsik. His chazaka does not apply to the other field because it's considered a separate field. Also, if his intentions were liknas is chaverta, to acquire only the other field, afaisa leikana, he does not acquire anything, even the first field, because as the Rashbam explains, delay niskaven lahachzik ba, he had no intention of acquiring this field. And ve'ein chazaka ela medaita, one must have specific intention to acquire through chazaka. However, in the case of shnei batim zelof nemizeh, if a care left over two houses, one within the other, hechzik bepenimi liknas oisev esachitzen konashtein. If he made a chazaka on the inner house and intended to acquire both houses, he does acquire both houses because, as the Rabbeinu Gershom explains, hoyel v'yesh derech lepenimi alachitzen, the inner house owns the rights to exit and enter through the outer house, and we consider the chitzen to belong to the penimi. The Rashbam, however, makes a distinction between a chazaka in nichse ager, where he does not acquire the field directly from its owner, or a chazaka of mecher or matana, a gift or a sale, where he does acquire the field directly from its owner. Only regarding nichse hager do we say hechzik ba'achas mehen oisikon nechaver to loikana, because memelakani, he acquires each field on his own, but not through another party. Therefore, in mekayach liknas yelo oisisodesh hechzik ba, the chazaka only has the power to acquire that field, but not other fields. However, regarding mecher, machale yud sadis be'esem medinais, hechzik ba'achas mehen kana kulam. If a person sold 10 fields that were in 10 different countries and the buyer paid for all the fields, a chazaka in one field can acquire all the other fields as well, because the kulu ishtabed alikech b'shvil ma'isav. All the fields are obligated to the buyer through his payment. Therefore, his chazaka has the power to acquire all the fields. The Gemara proceeds with several halachas of chazaka. Habayne palterin gedeilim benichse agir, uvo achra vehemen lent losses kana. If one person built a large mansion with no doors on the ger's property, and a second person then built doors on the mansion, the second person acquires the property but not the first person, because kama livne ba'amahu da'apach. The first person is merely like one who placed a pile of bricks on the property, and the mansion is not an improvement because it's not livable since it is not closed off and accessible to all. Hamitzi palterin benichse hager, v'sad behen siyed echad akir echad kanan. If there was an existing mansion on the ger's property, if a person recoated the walls with lime or made drawings on the wall, he acquires the property. Hametzi matzois benichse hager kana. If a person spread out a blanket and laid down on the ger's property, he acquires the property because shesham shosay hakarka. The ground offered him a personal benefit, as a servant does to his master.